Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Welcome to Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess. That one is Zach Reno.
That one's Jessica McCann.
Give it up for Scott Bezzarella, the pianist, pianist of kings.
Give it up for Brett Morris on the that feeling when the chord hits. Brett on the fret.
Give it up for Dana Wiggins on the stickins. The boom from the other room. Give it up, give it up. Where are you giving it? You're giving it up. Don't give it down. Don't give it to the side.
Okay, well.
Wow.
If you need to give it down,
wow,
you can give it down.
That got a genuine... I am sorry, I don't need to toot my own horn, but that got a genuine
blow
reaction
Gabriel, blow.
That I was very shocked by, because I felt like this is at best a kids radio DJ at your jogathon.
Uh-huh.
But really, wow. Okay, well, you know who's so much better than a kids DJ at a jogathon?
I would say...
Did you have jogathons? Save it for when the guest
yeah,
is
here. Yeah, I had jogathons. Jogathons are great. You know this is great? Our guest today!
Oh, you know her from her podcast, This Book Changed My Life on CBB Presents on CBB World.
And The Righteous Gemstones.
Please welcome back to the show from Twins in the Mist, or Misty Twins, who could say, Lily Sullivan!
Hello.
Thank you, Lily. Woo!
I don't know that I'm. I don't think I'm better than a DJ at a jogathon.
You
Lily, there's
are.
No Lily, way.
You Lily, certainly
impossible.
Certainly are.
Truly impossible.
Did you? Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in both Chicago and Colorado.
Fun.
I'm a little. I moved when I was 10, so very formative time to move.
From which to which?
From Chicago to Telluride, Colorado.
Whoa! Wow. Those are
it's big.
That's cool. Cred. I love both those places.
Yeah.
I haven't been specifically to Telluride, but.
But it's...
I like Colorado.
Yeah. It's a ski town vibe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right now, it's like become like the wealthiest.
It also has a film festival.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It has a lot of culture for a tiny little town.
Yes. That's what I feel like that's the vibe of the Rockies.
That's a Telluride vibe.
Yeah. It's like...
Telluride vibe.
We got these mountains. We got these teeny towns. But guess what? We're packed to the gills with culture.
Don't you dare say we're not. But they are... They're still very white.
Sure. The culture is there, but it is limited in scope.
And they've purchased it, like, at a high budget.
At a high price,
yes.
Did you, in either or both places, have jogathons?
No, we had a... I don't think we had...
Those are both cold places. Maybe jogathons are more...
We had ski PE.
Ski PE?
Yeah.
Am I to understand that for PE...
You
for
got PE, to
we would ski? It was actually kind of fucked up, and I think I'm stupider because of it. Because
you hit your head too much?
Well, I didn't, but definitely people I know did.
I grew up skiing, and it's crazy now to think that I did that without a helmet.
Oh, yeah.
And now I'm like, strap that baby on my nog.
And I've never skied with a helmet.
Yeah.
What?
Only helmet?
To this day?
Well, I didn't wear a helmet.
I also don't ski a lot.
I didn't wear a helmet until I was probably like 21. Once my brain was almost done growing, I put a helmet on it.
Yeah, well, you want to listen. You gotta let your still growing brain get all the lumps and bumps.
Yeah, as we know, that stem grows until you're 25. So four precious years of protecting you.
Absolutely. Also, you know, my dad, this is a
total
side.
I do know your dad.
You know him very well.
Spanish teacher.
Spanish teacher. I talked about him earlier. I bring him up a lot.
His name is... Roger.
Juan?
I was going to go with Rob.
Rob.
I was doing like a big like, Don, Roger. Roger that. That's what he and I say when we text
each
other. I know,
you guys always text that. It's cool. It's fine.
Is that okay that I've struck up an independent friendship with your dad?
It's not that it's not okay.
Is it cool?
It's not cool.
It's medium. It's medium.
Hey,
everyone owns.
But
Steve's?
I did. I brought it up because wait.
Yeah.
My dad, when he was my grandma gave birth to him, they pulled him out with forceps, and his head's all, you know, mushy when you're a baby,
right?
And it imprinted his head, so he has a dent in the side of his head.
Hey, Wanda, is your dad home?
No.
Can I talk to your dad? I really want to talk to your dad. Hey, Wanda, pretty tough test in history today. Can I talk to your dad? Is your dad home?
No, he's not.
Hey, Wanda, I'm sorry that Scarlett just keeps bugging you about your dad. Oh, honestly, it's kind of weird for her to do. Do you want to hang out this weekend? And if you were there, that would be rad. And if you're not there, I guess that's also okay. Could I hang out with your dad?
No, you can't.
Are you sure?
Yes, I am. I'm sure because everybody and their mom wants to fuck my dad. Even Jimmy and Scarlett and Mary and Jim and Amy.
Dad's like so hot, and all the single moms want him.
And
the
smart.
Married moms pretend they don't want him, but married moms, they also really want him. But for me, it's more like I want to get inside his head. He's so interesting to me, it has nothing to do with bed.
We've all got it bad for Wanda's dad. In different ways, but Wanda's dad is rad. Remember the time when your dad picked you up?
Oh yeah, I know the story.
And I was like, hey. And then your dad was like, hey.
Wait, remember that time in ski PE when Roger, is it cool if we call him that?
No.
Wanda, he skied up and he had hand warmers for us all.
You guys know my dad has a dent in his head. And
yeah, it makes him even cooler.
It makes me be like, wow, how is that affecting your brain?
But it doesn't. It makes him smarter and cooler and hotter. Yeah, my dad is hot.
Yeah.
And I guess I really do, if I think about it, wanna fuck my dad too. My dad,
be your dad.
Hey, Dad, where are you?
What's that?
Are you busy right now?
Yes, I'm working at school.
At school?
Yes, this is where I work.
Oh, I forgot you're the principal.
That's right. Do you need something?
I
have to do the morning announcements over the PA.
I know. I didn't mean to bug you and all that.
You never bug me.
Oh.
I worry that
sometimes... Oh my gosh, he looks like Timothy Olyphant.
I worry that sometimes me being the principal of
this school
feels...
Specifically Timothy Olyphant in The Mandalorian. Oh my God, he wears that kerchief and he puts like his hips...
He's like a space cowboy.
Keep walking, keep walking, keep walking, keep walking, keep walking.
He's so fucking hot. He's so hot.
So fucking hot. Keep walking, keep walking.
Dad, I know this is silly, but I thought maybe tonight... We could have dinner as a family?
Yeah. We do that like in a different way than we do most nights?
I don't know. Maybe just like maybe mom could cook or something and and you could.
Mom's not at the dinner table.
Yeah, mom just cooks cooking. And then it's just me and you.
I will ask her that. I'm not sure what this is about, but it seems important to you, and so I will try to make that happen.
Roger, the announcements cannot wait. Hey,
Deborah, my God. I know the bell's coming. Okay.
Roger, they have to come 35 seconds after the bell while the kids are still mucking about, moving around.
Hey, Deborah, did he tell him about the announcements?
I'm trying, Gail.
We're going to need you to do the announcements.
Roger, we need you on the announcements.
All my football boys are losing their GT minds right
now.
Coach,
we got it. We got it,
Roger.
Coach, don't worry.
They won't do suicides until that bell goes ding, ding, dong.
No, we're getting it all under control.
Roger, if you don't get it perfectly timed, The kids are getting out their pencils right now.
I know. I don't know what to do when the announcements don't happen either. That's why we're calling Raj.
We got 10 seconds to the bell. 10, 9, 8, 7. Now remember, 25 seconds after the bell is the optimal time. Coach, 3, 2, 1. Ding-a-ling-a-ling. Now keep waiting. This is the moment of tension.
You all asked me to do it 25 seconds after the bell. The bell just rang.
I know.
So we weren't late, and yet you all came in here with this thing.
You were in the hall. We were nervous. We were nervous.
That I wasn't going to make it
in
here.
That you weren't going to make it in time.
We wouldn't know what to do without the announcements.
Good morning, Tigers. Here's the announcement for today.
Thank God.
Principal Dupree. The burrito cart is not coming out for lunch. It's not gone permanently. It's just on a small hiatus.
That's good
to
know.
Now I have to say this. No more lighting small fires on the football field.
That was me.
No more writing your names on the lockers outside.
Oh, no, that was me too.
They all
and whoever took the big display and altered it in a digital way to say vibes.
It just says
vibes.
That was both of us.
Good morning, Tigers. Wear a helmet on ski PE. Now it's mandatory.
Mandatory ski PE.
And before the month is gone, we're gonna have our very first jogathon.
Whoa!
Raising money for a local charity.
Good morning, Tigers.
I will be confiscating lighters. Day.
Phew. Good job, Principal DeBree. You really rogered that. Yeah.
Has this ever gone... You are all coming at me with the energy as if I have fucked this up so bad.
You've never done it, Roger, but I got to tell you, Gail and I get to school 7 minutes before you. We decide if we're doing a prank that day. Then with the remaining minute, every single day.
So you are the ones who are setting fire to the...
Mostly Gail.
Yeah.
We did the vibes thing together. My nephew was in town, taught me how.
So you do understand how to alter the...
fake videos. What?
Well, I like to... For me, it's just the pranks make me feel alive. And lately, I've been feeling really dead.
Talk about pranks and feeling a lot. Now, these football
boys,
they know where I live. They dox me. They're doxing me every day.
They're putting my social on Facebook. Coach, what I heard is you kept going into those multiplayer online games and saying, hey, why are we here when we could be on the gridiron? And they said, Coach, you can't be in my life this
way. They don't like it when I join their server in Final Fantasy 14,
Coach,
A Realm Reborn.
You got to give kids space.
I came in there. I'm trying to play with these boys.
Okay, whoa. Well, play with these boys.
Careful.
Did you hear that correctly?
I did hear that, and I did record it, and I'm making a video.
Don't be gross.
I won't. I'm trying to teach football. I know.
Listen, you two keep everyone at this school on their toes, but
that's
I can't be canceled again for something I didn't say.
We understand.
That last deep fake video you did got me real bad.
I know, we got you canceled. We're so sorry.
My wife left me.
Coach, we sent her an edible arrangements that said this one got out of hand.
Yeah.
Enjoy some melon.
It was her friend, but she didn't come back.
It was actually, we didn't know this, but we sent her one of those pot melons. It was basically all edibles.
It was all edibles.
But yeah. we got edibles arrangements.
We missed the second S.
It was an unintentional prank.
And she was mad.
You know, she's still, I think, on a journey. So she could still come back to you, Coach.
I don't know.
I'm not holding my breath. Listen, I put all my energy.
I guess it was an okay split then.
I think it brought to the surface a lot of things.
Oh, good.
That we
well, then you're welcome.
Well, you are welcome.
See, Principal,
I'm
going
to need the three of you to go to the
classes.
There's
three of us?
That you're supposed. Yes.
Oh, well, yeah. Us two and the coach.
Yeah, we're office babes.
Wait, we work in the office.
Yeah, we're office babes, Prince.
You don't also teach classes.
No, we're admin.
Babes.
We're admin. We work in admin.
Did you know admin?
Well, I always see you out on the football field.
Well, you gotta show support for the Tigers.
So okay.
We're roving.
We wear many hats around the school.
You're just admin.
Well, I wouldn't say just admin.
We're not just admin.
You're primarily admin.
We are a multi-hyphenate at the school.
Okay, come in here talking like John Hayes. Damn, like you and me are some ad man. Oh, madman may fall to the floor. That's what you think. We do so much more.
We do so much more.
We're rocking admin. Is a kid true went? Well, come on here because that you can't. Because that's how the unions pay for their days. Gotta have the kids in the seats each way.
You're taking roll.
No. The teachers take the roll and then they have a runner submit their Scantron up to admin.
And I make a copy.
So you do so much more.
Yeah, we're not just admin, we do it all.
Oh yeah, that's right. Answer the call.
So far, what you do, which is clear to me and said by you, you take the role that someone else took and you put it together in, I guess, that book?
I'm sorry, this is your book, yeah. This is your calendar. This is what we do, yeah, me and her. We put in all your appointments and we also say hi when a visitor from the district. Also, we put in orders for the lunch. Also, we put in orders for the dinner.
Orders for the lunch.
Also for the breakfast. Also for every meal. We do so much more.
We do so much more.
Sometimes we roll around and we take in the floor, but because of that, we do also so much more.
Look, we work at the prom. I work it all. I'm serving punch and also doing stuff in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Like cleaning up the bowls.
Yeah, that's right.
That's not your job.
That's why Gail's name is on every bathroom door.
Okay.
I scratch it in.
She's like, I've cleaned it up and I'll clean up some more.
You do so much more.
People think we just do it, and we do it all.
It's not your job, though, to clean the floor, though I appreciate all of you doing so much more.
I vacuum the couches.
I'm the janitor. It is my job to clean the floor.
I clean it all.
You also scratch the door.
By the way,
you are doing so much more.
Yeah, we're at all kinds of games, and we also try to learn lots of students' names so that when they walk by, we say, how's it going, Spence? And it makes it feel like a home, in a sense.
Yeah, you said that to me one time. It was great. You knew my name and when I was late.
Yeah, that's right, Spence. You better get to class.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Here's one more hall pass. So much more.
We do so much more.
We're sweeping and mopping and vacuuming the floor.
Please stop doing that. That is too much more.
We're playing violin. We're giving people chicken pox. We're working in the nurse's office. We're playing saxophone.
That's right. A few years ago, we said, one chicken pox. Oh, no, we better unlock this box. So we walked around spreading chicken pox. So every kid had chicken pox.
Yes, I remember that month was blowing my mind. All the students got chicken pox at the same time. Now I guess it makes sense how it happened, though. It both came from the two of you.
We do so much more.
I can't stress this enough. Stop cleaning the floor. That is my job. You do too much more.
Let me just change this light bulb right here. Seems to be getting a little dim in here.
Yep, we changed that light because we wanted a different vibe. It was burning fluorescent and we wanted more of an Edison
bulb. We wanted it to feel more like a home.
I was going to say, it's a big exposed sort of deal.
It's a warm light now.
And also, we do pranks.
Lots of pranks.
pranks.
Well, I'm sorry if what I said made it feel reductive. It's clear that you both do a lot for the school and you are both appreciated.
Thank you so much.
Please stop
Roger.
Stop pranking and so I guess permanently defacing parts of the school.
Roger, she scratches Gail so she remembers which stall she's looked
at. This way I know which ones I've already
been in. There's got to be a better system.
No, there's not. I've tried it all.
Gail tried. Here's what happened. She tried Post-its, but they kept falling off because of the moisture.
Yeah, so it was too humid in there. Ding. Then I tried...
Sorry, is this the bell for getting
admin?
The attention of the people in this room?
Sure is, and you have it. You have
100%.
It. You have it, young squire.
I need you to call my mom and excuse me from school today.
Excuse you from
need
what?
Us to call your mom
you
and excuse
call,
you?
I don't have a phone. I need to call my mom.
Okay, dial 9 to get out.
Oh, I can just do it?
Yeah, you can use this
go
phone,
ahead.
Sweetheart.
Give
dial
her a
9
call.
To get out.
Okay.
Now it's her decision.
Beep. Okay, what's my mom's number?
You don't know your number?
You know what? I think I have it on the stall. Okay. Let me go. I'll check the stall right here.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
This the one. It starts
259-6918-6915-1025.
Okay, that's too many numbers.
Oh, yeah, that's your social.
You know, that's
my social. That's
your social.
That's and then
social.
Your husband's social.
You don't want to give that out because people will dox you.
Oh,
now, those boys
sure.
gave my social security number to every single person
Coach,
in Final
Coach,
Fantasy
we
IV.
Doxed
the
you. How many times did I tell you we were the ones that doxed you?
Oh, boy. Oh,
we love pranks.
Did you get through, honey? Did you give
her
a call?
I remember. It's ringing.
Hello?
Mom?
Honey?
Can you come pick me up?
Gregory, what's it this time? What's going on? Are you okay, baby?
Yeah, but I want to go home.
Baby, we've talked about this. You can't just go home anytime you have a little tiny...
But...
baby feeling in your tummy.
I got a little rumble.
It's just
what
a
what if it's bad? It's a tiny little rumble. What if it kills dad?
It won't.
What if the rumble turns in to zombie patient zero and I go home and I kill you and I kill dad?
Sounds like this kid needs to fart.
As pressure building in my tummy.
Honey.
Ate a bunch of yogurt and pizza that was yummy. Then I
too
ate
much dairy.
A bunch of goldfish. Not the cracker, not the fish.
Oh, God. From the tank?
From the tank. No, I didn't eat the fish.
Oh, you didn't.
Tank. Got a little rumble. Tiny little grumble. And I'm scared. That I'm gonna kill my dad because a little rumble is something really bad.
Honey, it's nothing. It's just a fart.
What if it's a little alien like the movie Alien when the alien pops out of the stomach and looks around and it will follow the scent of me back to home and then he'll eat dad.
It's just a fart, my little sweetie pie. Mom does it too and so does dad. We all fart together at home. Sometimes I'll be in one room and I'll hear little, and I'll know your dad loves me.
The little rumble you're saying,
yes,
it's just a way we show love,
yes,
and it's not an alien that'll kill my dad.
No, for Christ's sakes,
like how sure.
100%.
100%.
99.
Okay, so 1%.
I don't really know. I mean, the universe is—it's thrown me some curveballs.
I have to be brave with this feeling inside, and trust that after my dad will survive.
99%. 98.
Sure, and I'll go back to class. I just. Pass a little gas.
Pass a little gas.
Here's a hall pass. so you can pass that gas.
A hall pass for gas.
You can even go to the bathroom for some privacy.
No, I'll do it right here.
Okay, like,
so that
come.
You can know if it's an alien, you can warn my dad.
Well, I just want to say it's called a gas pass.
Oh, good one, Gail. Gail, I'm so freaking happy this kid doesn't have a cell phone. That was the funniest fucking shit. We have to write it in the book.
The book we keep. The book of crazy things we see. My God, are you hearing this?
Oh my God, Gail, get the book.
I'm writing it. I'm literally writing what he's doing.
Oh, wow.
That was interesting.
Yeah, why don't you go ahead and go to class, Gregory.
Are you still hearing this?
It's going and going. You know, I don't want to think about that 2% chance, but that was a fart unlike any fart I'd ever heard.
It didn't sound exactly like a fart. It sounded like...
It was going and going like it was a rhythmic message.
Like a Morse code or something.
You don't think... Wait a second, Gail. I didn't...
No.
I studied Morse code.
No.
Yeah, it's the only way I bonded with my dad.
Shut up. No, because he was in the war? Because
he's in the war.
Oh, shit. So you guys were just talking Morse code?
Well, we bond over Morse code.
Yeah.
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 I could go in on a Saturday while he was in the barn and say, hey, what you working on? And he'd do...
Oh, what does that mean?
And I'd have to say, oh, the carburetor.
Oh, that's what that meant.
Yeah, a lot of letters.
I wouldn't have known that. It's a long little message to say he did
it. It took a while. But almost always he was working on the carburetor.
Gail, what do you think? Or is my name Gail?
Your name's Gail, Gail. I'm Deb.
That's right, you're Deb. But I've been calling you Gail.
Oh, don't even worry about it, my dear sweet buddy.
Deborah, Gail, I just made the rounds to, you know, like I do. I popped in on the classroom.
Of course, Roger.
Of course.
Everything good here? Sorry. Do you ever get the feeling like all of these students...
are in love with you? Are super in love with you?
It's
with your Timothy Oliphant hip
like
switch
that.
To the side?
Want to have sex with you?
Oh, yeah. I can affirm that every single person who sees you wants to have sex with you.
Gosh, I gotta
I gotta say that in the most professional way. I'm trying to make my tone clear. That's just a scientific assessment.
Is it my new? Because I did. If I'm gonna be totally honest, I saw The Mandalorian. I saw that space cowboy look that he had, and I thought,
yeah,
I could pull that off.
Also, I mean, it's devastating to me, who's worked with you for 12 years, that every year you are getting more handsome.
It really
is.
Like,
okay,
I know everything on me sagging.
It's going, hey, how can we get down? Where are we getting? We're getting down. You know,
we're getting down, but we're also getting up.
But this guy's getting up all the time with his hair and those tight sides, but not in like a way it makes me uncomfortable.
You're having a glow up.
Thank you.
You are having a glow up.
You know who told me that she likes you?
Hmm.
Mrs. Donahue.
Okay, that's great.
Mrs. Donahue.
Donahue.
I'm not really on the market. I have
the French teacher. Okay, les incompétents.
Hello. I just wanted to get a cup of coffee. Oh, hello, Roger.
Oh, I'm Mrs. Donahue.
Okay, Carol, everyone knows your name's Carol Donahue. You don't have to speak in a French-American accent.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Put this in the book.
Okay, I got to put this in. This is so embarrassing. She needs to stop. We know that she's from Colorado.
Carol, I think most of the coffee is in the teacher's lounge.
But I just wanted to pour myself a cup here, if you do not.
In the admin room? Yeah, sure.
Because the coffee here is so, it reminds me of France when I was there for 2 days.
Uh-huh.
6 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I just wanted to pour myself a little bit. Do you mind, Roger? Actually, would you mind pouring it for me?
Would I mind pouring the coffee for
you? How could she live with herself?
Absolutely.
This is so embarrassing.
Yeah, I guess I'll pour the coffee for you. Yeah. Oh, by the way,
yes.
Really great feedback from your fourth graders. They seem to be progressing really
they
well.
They are so smart. Not as smart as the students that I saw walking around in Paris when I was there for 2 days.
Well, those were college students, if I remember.
Yes, they were college students, but there's something about European people that they are so much smarter, you know?
Yeah?
Yes, something about Europeans. They do it. They do it better than us. They do it better than Americans. They know how to make a math problem work. They know how to read a book just like that. But Americans don't. They don't get it.
Does she have that big flowy scarf when she came in here?
They don't understand.
Where did she get that baguette?
When I was in Paris and walking around, seeing all the buildings, I knew I was going to fit in here. Because I am also smart, like a European woman. I am a European woman. Oh, in France we do things different. We drink water that is room temperature.
Sure. Ew, disgusting.
No ice.
We gotta have a cube.
We like to wear scarves and little hats. Just like this one here.
Okay, I'm in a scarf and a little hat, but my little hat is actually keeping my ears warm. It's not a little perch of a disc of a hat sitting at the, what is that, the back
it's
of your head?
It's a beret.
Okay, a beret.
My hat is so small, it's the size of a thimble.
It's a very tiny beret.
It's a sign of intelligence in Europe. And so are things like books.
Okay, yeah, we have books here, Carol Donahue.
Oh, this I'm a European woman. I walk around in sunglasses.
European woman.
I drink coffee that tastes
European
strong.
Woman.
I eat an apple croissant. Which, have you heard of that? Apple croissant.
I assume it's a croissant with apples in it.
Chausson pomme.
Okay, that
that's
part,
a French
that
word.
That one sounded pump, good. Pump. That one sounded good. I'll give it
I would,
up.
I would eat that for
I'll
sure.
I'll give it up when I have
I'd
to give it up.
With an apple croissant,
and also,
yeah.
She said it good, you know. I'll tip my real hat to your tiny disc.
I just want to say it's embarrassing for all you Americans.
Oh, okay.
Not also, to know what life is like abroad.
We've been, I mean,
I've been to Panama.
I was there for 2 days in January
Roger.
2015. And boy, it was the time of my life.
Oh no, can you believe this, Carol? Oh,
no,
how
I can't.
Such a bummer. The bell's about to ring. I guess you have to leave.
I met a man there.
Oh, jeez. Oh, come on.
He wore capris.
Capris, okay. Call him flood pants like the rest of us.
They were short pants. They were tight. Because I'm a European woman.
What else will happen at this school? Are we to be afraid of the rumble in Gregory's tummy? And what else is in that book? Find out when we return to the second half of Wanda's Dad, the musical.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome back. When we last left this school, stuff was happening. More's gonna happen now. Get ready for the second half of Wanda's Dad, the musical. Gregory, why were you out of class? We were supposed to do our presentation on Charles Dickens.
I was worried that I had a small father-hunting alien in my stomach.
Why is it always like, why is it about your dad so much?
I just have to protect him at all costs.
That's like really sweet,
he is my idol.
Yeah, okay. I get it,
I don't have him, who's my role model? If an alien takes him out this early in the game, how will I grow to be?
It's just I had to like do your part of our Dickens presentation about his like peers, and you had that whole thing about Poe, and I didn't know what to say.
Hello, students. I just wanted to check in because obviously you missed the presentation.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I was in the admin building.
Mrs. Greenfield, yes. We know you're our English teacher. You don't have to have an English accent.
I don't know what you're talking about. So listen, next time you're going to miss a presentation, you can go to the nurse's office or the admin or whatever. Uh-huh. Gotta let me know.
God, she sounds like she's on Love Island.
I was up there being like, where did it go? Why did only be one person up here doing a presentation?
I tried to tell you, but you were shouting about someone being a bit of a geezer.
Yeah.
Because your classmate was being a bit of a geezer.
A hot guy from Essex?
I snogged him and I said, get out of my classroom.
I don't think she even knows like the slang. She gave me a demerit.
Do you want me to do my part of the presentation?
I love it. So whenever you guys want to do it, like,
do you know, I heard that some of these like accents that our teachers insist on having is because ski PE used to not have helmets and they all like have
they
run
have
into
brain
a tree.
Damage.
Yeah. Like really like small, specific, like obviously they're high function. Like everything else is like,
this is what I'm saying. All these adults need to be protected because they
honestly,
at all
right.
costs.
Can you imagine, Gregory, think about this for a second, the year 1992 and you're getting up, you're sitting in a chair, the chair's going into the air up a mountain, you're getting off that chair, you have pieces of plasticky wood stuck to your feet.
Oh, like early skiing?
Well, yeah, that would be way before 1992. I'm just talking about like when our teachers were youths.
Okay, yeah, keep going.
Oh, bollocks. Bollocks. Oh.
This is a person who's watched bollocks. One episode of British comedy.
Wanda, come here. We're talking about...
bloody hell, what's up?
Wanda, get away from our teacher.
Wanda, get away from our teacher. Come
saying British isms towards the bulletin board.
You don't need...
Sorry, guys.
You're just like a very good student, hey. But she's no longer teaching. She's just like...
I just
sorry,
wanted...
guys.
I was
she
just
wouldn't
talking
leave me
to
alone.
Gregory. I was just trying to go piece by piece of explaining how like our teachers, when they were our age, uh-huh. when they did ski PE...
hurt themselves.
For sure.
Well, I was building up to it,
oh,
Gregory.
Sorry.
That's
yeah,
why
okay.
I was like, you sit in a chair.
Okay.
You sit in a chair. A little chair that never stops to move. Doesn't stop for you. You have to sit down as soon as it hits you. That's what you do.
Okay, but
that's still true.
The
and then
chair
the chair
works.
Moves up the mountain, moves up the mountainside. Every second it gets a little bit higher till it gets so high. And then the chair still doesn't stop. Doesn't stop, doesn't stop when you hit the top. And you have to get off, get off, get off with without even one little pause. And you are 12 and you've got two pieces of wood strapped to your feet and also two sticks with pointy ends, and you're feeling so fancy and free. And this whole time you're not wearing a helmet at all.
No helmet at all.
This whole take a yard sale, that's what they call it when you have to bail. And your skis and poles go everywhere, and someone maybe stops if they start to care. And they say, hey, don't move, I've got your pole. But you're like, whoa, it's upside down. You say upside down instead of upside down,
right.
'Cause your head just has hit the ground. And sometimes it's not even that nice. Sometimes you take an edge on ice. All you think that's the worst it could be. What if you go straight into a tree?
It could be even worse.
toe. I was up there all by myself.
Up there all by yourself.
I took a tumble off my snowboard. That's right, I was snowboarding.
Early adopter.
Yeah, very cool.
I was one of the first snowboarders.
Maybe the teachers should wear helmets more often.
Yeah.
Are they still not wearing them?
Well, I don't know. It seems like for a kid.
For, yeah, in the morning, SEC said we have to wear men's ski PE, but I was like, yeah, totes avi. Like, I'm obviously going to wear a helmet. I already have been wearing a helmet this whole time, but you're right.
I would wear a helmet simply because my helmet has got cat ears on it.
Yeah, my helmet keeps my goggles in place.
My helmet belonged to my dad, who's hot as hell. Yeah. So that's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, your dad is
Follow up. Adopted dad?
Oh, no, just dad.
Okay.
Did you want him to be adopted?
No. I'm just trying to place your sort of sexual passion for him in a sort of a greater...
You know, I've been thinking a lot about that.
Uh-huh.
I don't actually think I'm into my dad. But I do think having everybody be into my dad...
Makes it seem cool. That's
you're
the cool
caught up
thing
in the
do.
Fervor.
I got caught up. I was trying to be cool.
That's the same exact thing that happened to me when you all had that pudding phase.
Oh, I'm still deep into put.
You know when?
Oh, you don't.
Oh, I thought I could finally be honest.
You don't get good with the put.
I thought I could finally be honest.
No, you can for sure, but like that's not a phase. I'm saying for me, that's not a phase.
And yeah, for us, like sure, we do put our little feet in the pudding and we eat it off our feet.
Oh, I get my little piggies in the put.
Piggy pud time. Piggy pud.
Oh, piggy I thought we were time. Past this.
No, it's not going away.
No, we kept doing it. You stopped showing up.
Oh, well, guys, finish this conversation on the slopes. We're going to be late for ski PE.
Okay. That's right. It is
right out this
11:30 in the morning, and we should...
That powder's not going to last all day.
Ooh, whoa.
Whoa, she's so fast. I like to dig slow turns.
Yeah. I already did a lap.
Wanda, wow.
Whoa. I'm back.
Wow.
Whew, that was a workout.
Where are we?
Well, okay, I should place us in time and space
well,
for you.
I would love that.
We are, well, you know, our school is at the base of a mountain.
Yep.
And we can take several chairlifts up from the base of our school and work our way up to a larger peak.
Sure.
But the first one, if you don't get on the second chair, you just immediately whoop down the warm-up bunny slope. And Wanda has just done that like three times in a row really fast.
Right.
It's still impressive, but it's not like there's no portal. I feel like you're about to ask me, did your stomach create a portal?
No, it was not. Okay. I just donated 2,000. All right, everybody.
Coach!
Coach! Oh my gosh.
It's time for ski PE. I want to stress again.
Wow, that was a long pause.
The ground rules. Well, I didn't want to say something that was going to get me doxxed.
Okay, we won't dox you.
We did it.
It wasn't us. It was Gail.
It's Gail and Deb from admin.
Just because it was Gail and Deb on the first time doesn't mean it won't be one of you. Listen, every single one of you
Coach.
Is smart and capable. And if you wanted to dox me, it is absolutely within each and every one of you. I want you all to believe in yourselves. Oh, you can dox anyone.
This is taking a cool turn, I guess. Yeah, he's inspired
New
by
rules.
It.
We're not doing the Black Diamond today because there's a big pig on the slope.
A big what?
Sort of mountain boar of some kind.
Oh, a big pig.
There's a big pig up there. Pig? He's rooting around. There's lots of...
wearing skis and stuff or he's just up
Wanda,
there?
Wanda, Gregory.
Yeah.
I got to see that big pig.
Absolutely not.
Come on, Gregory.
Absolutely not.
You don't want to see that big pig.
And look, first thing you think, I'm going to go see a big pig. Next thing you know, that
you don't
pig's
go
goring
down,
you.
You don't want to go down Widow's Maker's Revenge.
You don't want to go down Misty Maiden's Naval Passage.
No, I don't want to go down the dangerous barrister's
You don't want
buttocks.
You don't
all the black diamonds on this mountain are wild.
That's why they're black diamonds. We gotta see that big pig.
You don't want to go down Rusty Rivers Rangers Rover.
I don't want to go down Rusty Rivers Rangers Rover. I don't want to go down the Grape Escape.
I'm sorry. You don't want to go down Eclipse. The Mitsubishi car got eclipsed by the Sonata.
You don't want to go down Touchdown Drives Biggest Hullabaloo.
This mountain is insane. All the slopes are wild with wild names. They got every slope that you could want, but they're so dangerous, so let's just name some. There's the murderous melon making machine that'll take you down.
Of the tiny cat who lives in the bend.
Crusty Crustus jumps on the ocean of snow.
Short wall made of big bricks. What about the lickety 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 banana split?
Then there's the one we just call Vietnam.
Yeah. That one's hard to get out of.
Leather couch that sucks you in.
Don't forget about name brand hand soap. The most dangerous rocks on that one. Don't know where to begin.
Oh, but we gotta take them on to see that big pig on the slope.
Gotta see that big pig on the slope.
Gotta see that big pig on the slope.
I know we gotta go down new and last and only hope, but I gotta see
the magic dragons and then end with roses and gun.
And then there's that hard turn, that blink 182, right. But if you do it a half of a time, it's a sum 41 for me and you.
There's bye 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 like the NSYNC song. There's poo 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 like the little kid song.
There's backyardigans named after the backyardigans.
You gotta go down, will you ever learn?
And then of course there's Yugi Slope, king of slopes. And we've got to see that big pig on the slope.
Oh my gosh,
wow.
Gail, these kids, if they dare to break the rule and come over here and see us in this pig costume, this is our best prank ever.
This is the best prank I've ever done with you.
Well, also, when you and I were falling asleep on FaceTime the other night,
uh-huh.
And we were like, well, okay, tell me what's in your cart at the end of the night. And I was like, spicy pickles, a doormat that says, who you, and with an owl on it, which I got for both of us.
Well, thank God you did. I was worried you weren't going to get that.
No, I got it for both of us. And then a two-person pig costume.
So
rare.
So rare.
So rare.
And that it's so real looking, honestly.
Right.
It's made out of this beautiful canvas.
Hang on.
Is that yourself?
That's me, Sal. I thought I didn't
get
service in the bowl.
Who's calling you? You think Garth is calling you?
You know, sometimes when I'm in the middle of moguls, I don't get us. Okay, here we go. Hello.
Gail, it's the principal.
Roger that.
Wait, the hat one?
The hat
principal?
Roger that. Principal Dupree.
Are you with Deborah by any chance?
I'm Deborah.
I guess I'm... Oh, I meant, sorry.
Did you mean to call Gail? Did you switch what number you put in your phone?
Oh, did he mean to call me?
I have two numbers in my phone, and they both are Deborah or Gail.
Oh, jeez.
I have a missed call from him, too.
Oh, cute.
So this one's Deborah.
Yep.
Great. Well, there's no one in the admin office right now.
Yeah. We go chaperone on Ski PE days because we do so much more.
Can I talk to him?
Yeah, I'll put him on speaker.
Hey! So I know that you're probably wondering why we're not in the admin office right
that
now.
That is what I'm wondering.
I wanted you to know that we're up here on the slopes just doing our job.
Okay, we'll be very careful because there's been reports of a giant boar out there on the slope.
Whoa! Well, fine.
Oh, I've never heard of that.
I never heard of that. No, a snow boar?
No, not a snow boar. No.
On this, the Colorado Plateau?
We're just on the chairlift going round and round.
Just watching.
Just watching, making sure everybody's safe.
And we're wearing helmets the whole time to set an example.
It's set an example because, you know, when I was younger and I go up here.
In 1992, I wasn't wearing one.
I was going boom, 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 boom. And the doctor, he didn't say anything was wrong with me, but...
No.
So it's fine that no one's in. I guess you would know better than Nate. No, it's fine that there's no one in the admin office right now.
Yeah, it's fine.
Do I need to stay here?
No. Well, you do what you like. You're the principal. You're our boss.
You know what though? We could just have Carol take over for us.
And we have calls rolling to both ourselves. Oh, you know what? I got a couple missed calls.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I got a couple. Oh, this one's from Gregory's mom.
Gregory's mom.
She's just checking up on that big fart.
Oh,
you know what? She and I are actually friends. I'm just going to text her.
Just go ahead and text her.
Seems like the two of you are okay. I'm going to let you go.
Well, Roger, you know, do you want to come up on the slopes? I bet the kids would love it, you know, seeing their little space cowboy principal.
I guess someone should probably get up there and try to chase that big pig away. I'll be there soon.
Oh, no. Chase the big pig away. Wait, Gail, have we thought through an end game or did we just only get as far as we'll go on the hardest slopes in a big pig?
Well, I know that when we went on brown paper bag over her head, we were thinking,
oh, this is
going to be
today.
The iciest icy slope on the slope.
There it is. I see it. I can't believe you guys talked me into this.
Isn't it worth it, Gregory? I mean, a boar on the Colorado Plateau? I never even heard of it.
So
binoculars.
Big.
I can see. Oh, my God.
Ew. Is it?
Whoa, it's split apart.
Wait, did you guys hear that? I think it just farted.
If it split apart and farting.
That was you? The fart was me.
I'm glad you feel safe that you don't think it's an alien. Or do you just not care because you only care about protecting your
How
dad?
Sure was your mom that it wasn't an alien?
Yeah, 99. What was her?
Well, first she said 100%.
Well, nothing.
And then I said 100% and she said 99.
Fair enough. Nothing can be 100 actually.
Well, some things are.
Mr. Donahue, Mr. What's your last name again? You're the principal, right?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Dupree.
Dupree, so sorry. I just was reaching out. I was trying to call the admin ladies.
Yes, they're up on the mountain.
Well, I...
supervising Ski PE. I'm sorry.
No, I'm just trying to get a hold of my son. I think I gave him some misinformation. He called me because he was worried about his stomach. He was having a little rumble, and I was convinced it was a fart, you know?
Right.
Of course.
It usually is.
Usually is.
You're a kid.
Usually is.
My daughter said the same thing.
But now I'm a little scared at something else.
Why would it be something else?
Well, my husband just recently told me that he has an alien living inside of him.
And you're worried that it's genetic and that perhaps your son also has an alien.
Yeah, because they have the same rumble and they make the same sounds.
Wow. This is huge news.
This is Gregory? Are you okay?
Gregory, are you all right? You seem... Was that a fart?
I just tried a little rumble, but now it feels like something different.
Whoa.
So, this alien in your husband's stomach.
Yeah.
Is it safe or?
No. It's really dangerous.
Not on my watch. Not at my school.
Wow.
I'll go find your son. Do these pants look cool?
Really? Gregory, you're looking really pale.
I'm feeling
Gregory,
really
come back from there. Gregory,
I'm just gonna lie down.
Gregory,
in the
careful. Good thing he's wearing a helmet.
Thank God.
I feel like there's a truth inside me. Trying to get out. Like not a fart,
right.
Coming out of my mouth.
Oh, no! I'm here to take over your
fucking knew it.
Oh my gosh, it's an alien.
Ew, ew, ew.
And it's bad. It's a bad alien.
It's an evil alien.
Hi, I'm your new dingo. Your planet.
I'm gonna take off my ski. Listen, alien. Listen to me.
What are you gonna do?
I'm not gonna let you hurt my dad.
Oh, yeah?
I'm gonna hit you with this ski.
Huh?
Over and over again.
No, don't.
And you're small because you just came out of my mouth. Don't you pew at me, I'll pew at you. Whack, 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 whack. Backstory, evil alien.
Ow.
Whack, whack,
whack.
I need something bigger. I need the muscles of a strong man, not a little boy.
We can help you. Here, I'll use your pole. Use your snowboard. We'll hold it back.
Gregory, it's me, your mom.
Mom!
Baby, what happened?
An alien came out of my mouth.
Oh my gosh, that's what the rumble
was.
And
I'm trying to talk about my backstory, but no one will let me finish. Ouch, ouch.
Were you beating it up?
I was trying, but it didn't work. I think we gotta feed it to the big pig.
Oh my gosh, you're right. That's a great idea, because no one else is helping. I don't know what happened to the principal.
The big pig isn't that hungry right now?
Yeah, the big pig's full.
Oh my god, a talking big pig.
Oh shoot, I'll put this in the book, Gail. We're embarrassing.
Oh gosh.
This time, what
are we doing?
Oh, I'm slipping. Oh my lord.
I am here to save the day.
Roger that.
Wow.
I brought a thing that will end this for sure. Of coffee you've ever seen.
Oh no, my weakness.
Give it a pour. I'll give it a pour.
I'm melting into space dust.
Melt into space dust. You're tiny. You did it, so you're melting into space
time.
Is everyone okay?
Oh, God. Yeah, we are.
I
wow.
I wasn't even
wow.
bringing this up here as a weapon, initially I was just... Carol asked me to bring her coffee up the mountain.
Listen, Bass.
Carol, I'm sorry I dumped all of your coffee on this
alien. Hello. I was just,
why are you skiing in that big
down
scarf?
Why are you skiing that big bikini?
I was just sloping down the slopes and
so embarrassing.
I was in my little nipples were getting so cold.
Yeah,
teacher said nipples in front of us.
Oh, so you do not have my cup of coffee for me? I am so sad.
Oh my gosh, Carol Donahue, you are an embarrassment. And you know what, today?
Why is this big pig no care
wow,
about
wow, I can't believe that she would do something like that.
But listen, boss, principal, we gotta come clean.
Oh my gosh.
The big pig is me and Gail. It was a prank. We're so sorry.
Gail, you guys were the big pig up in the mountain?
We just wanted to do a little prank.
I mean, it's a good prank.
Wow, you guys are so American the way that you do this stupid prank.
Carol, I've gone to school with you since fourth grade, okay? You don't fool me.
Okay, just keep it down. Why are you exposing
me
like this?
You're right.
Oh no, Mr. Principal, I lost a bunch of kids. Oh, wait, here they are. They weren't supposed to be on the mountain. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, sorry. We broke the rule. We just really wanted to see the big, big pig.
That's
yeah.
okay. As long as you're okay and you haven't given away your social security number to someone.
No. Should we all ski down Maidens Read Revenge plot?
I think it's Maidens Revenge plot.
Plot?
I thought it was revenge porn for a second.
We changed the name of that one.
Makes sense.
They had to legally change it.
It's a pretty sick ride, but it'll get us down back in time for lunchtime cocoa.
Or we could just take the lift back down.
Come on, Gregory. I know it's been a long day when a tiny alien came out of your mouth, but Made in Revenge.
Revenge porn. Plot.
Plot. Plot. Yeah. It's really going to do you right. I promise. Nothing like sloping on down.
Sloping on down with a bunch of friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And don't forget, Gregory. Wanda's dad's going to be there the whole time.
I will be there the whole time. Wanda, I yes? asked your mother. She would like to be present for our dinner tonight.
Okay, Dad.
Otherwise, she thinks it's weird. I said, could you eat in the kitchen? And she said, I'd rather eat with you. And I said, yeah, that's probably fine.
Yeah.
I'll have whatever conversation Wanda needs to have, not at dinner.
I just wanted to say, I'm sorry. I think I got caught up in you being a hot dad for a minute. And all the people that really admire you and look up to you. I think part of me wanted that.
Well, you're young, Wanda. And I don't know that being a hot dad is necessarily in your future, but I think some equivalent is.
Wow. You think I'm going to be hot someday?
Wait, can we all be our own version of a hot dad?
Listen, the sliding bar for what makes a hot dad is something we can all reach for, you know? I feel like we as a society set a very attainable standard for what is a hot dad, and everyone should have that.
You're right.
So in a way, you are a hot dad every day.
Whoa.
No matter what the trolls on the internet say, it's not bad. You are a hot dad.
Like when I put a prank in my book with my best friend so later we can look. I'm being a hot dad.
We're being a hot dad.
You're being a hot dad. When you help out a friend or pay your bills on time or let a very old lady cut in front of you in line, or when you eat all the salad, or when you walk the dog, or you're just very competent at your job, you are a hot dad. You are a hot dad. You are a hot dad.
Huh, amazing. When I watch my friend give birth to an alien from his mouth, and then we all hit it with our skis
together.
Being a hot dad.
Being a hot dad. When I was having my cappuccino on the slopes, I was being a beautiful French woman, but also being a hot dad.
When I trust my mom, when she said it's only a fart, and then it turns out it isn't a fart, but she still has my best interest at heart. That's being a hot dad.
Hot dad.
And when I help you all get down from the mountain. You're being a hot dad.
I'm not going boom 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 anymore.
You're a hot dad.
Wearing a helmet.
I'm not going down these slopes ever again.
A hot dad.
Boom boom boom.
You're being a hot dad.
Hot dad.
That's right. I made it down. Feels so good now wearing this helmet.
Good job, Mrs. Greenfield.
Thank you, guys.
Every day, we can all do our best to be a hot dad. The end!
The end!
Lily Sullivan, give it up, give it up.
Give it up for you guys.
Give it up to the dad, give it up to the right. Give it up.
Give it up for Scott Passera.
Give it up for Brett Morris. Give it up for Dana Wickens. Woo! Lily, thank you so much.
Honored.
It was so great to have. The last one we did with you was so fun, but it had to be on Zoom. So it was so great to be able to do it in a room together.
What a blast in a room together.
From a Zoom to the room, boom, boom.
Boom, 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 boom.
You are hashtag doing it like any hot dad out there.
Thank you.
What do you got going on?
So much.
Well, I would love for people to listen to my podcast on Comedy Bang Bang World. This book changed my life. Really fun.
Yep.
I'd love for you guys to be on too.
Hell yeah.
Anytime.
And
people are loving it, by the way.
It's a very fun. And then, you can catch me on Righteous Gemstones in episode 4 of season 2.
Check it out.
And then I'm going to be on a show called Killing It on Peacock, coming out a little part, small, but it's fun.
Very
Get
cool.
It in your eyes and ears, yes. Dear listener. Was this coming before or after our show?
This is still before. Hey, if you're in the LA area or if you're jonesing for a trip, we're doing an Every Place I Cry live show at the Elysian Theater on March 25th at 8 o'clock. Come watch that everyone's favorite 4 lead singer emo band, Make 'Em and Break 'Em.
If you go to the website for the Elysian Theater, you'll be able to buy tickets there. I'm sorry I don't know the link offhand, but just find the website for the Elysian Theater.
It is in the link tree on the Instagram now, also.
That's right. On our,
Thank you, Sean Matthew.
By the way, videos of this and our last Every Place I Cry episode are on offbookclubhouse.com, or shortly after.
And as we say at the end of every episode of Off Book, if you're not sloping down Maiden's Maiden Revenge Plot,
then taking full advantage of the slopes, you are not.
Bye!